Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I'm talking about forgiveness this week. Forgiveness is something we all recognize is to our benefit. If I can be a forgiving person, if I forgive those who have wronged me, I'm going to be happier. I'm going to have a more enjoyable life. And so I want to forgive others, well, not just because it benefits me, but because it's the right thing to do. But also, yeah, there's a reward for those who are forgiving. So the question becomes, how can I forgive? And so this week I've talked about, I've set that up, that forgiving is really related to loving others. When we love someone, we're willing to put their interests above our own. We're willing to give of ourselves. And forgiveness is a kind of giving. Jesus compared it to canceling debts. You know, if someone owes you something and you say, pay up or else, that's not forgiving. If you say, I release you of your obligation to pay the debt, that is forgiving. And the same thing is true whatever we're talking about. If someone has hurt you, if someone has taken something from you, if someone does something sinful towards you, to be unforgiving would be to hold on to your anger towards them, to hold on to your bitterness towards them, to say, I'm going to tell others what you did, I'm going to use it to argue against you. You know, I'm going to use it to say I can't really be friends with you. It's going to be this thing that I'm going to use if I can, given the opportunity, against you. But when you forgive, you say I release you of that debt. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's all about the gospel. How do we love others? Well, the Bible says we love because God first loved us. When you recognize the gospel, that God himself came to earth to die a terrible death on the cross to make payment for your sin so that your debt could be canceled, so that your sins could be forgiven, so that he could say, I forgive you, so that he will never bring up your sin again against you. So many people have this idea that, oh, you know, when I die, I'm going to get to go to heaven because I'm a Christian, but I'm going to have a lot of explaining to do. That's not forgiveness. The Bible never says that anywhere. The Bible says God forgives you when you turn from your sin and trust in Jesus Christ to be your righteousness, to be your forgiveness, that based on his death and resurrection, you can have forgiveness, be washed clean. So there's nothing to explain when you stand before him on Judgment Day. Jesus Christ has already paid your debt. That's what it means to be forgiven. So if that is what God has done for you, he loved you in that way, he forgave you of this great debt. You say, well, you know, I didn't really do that much wrong. The Bible says your sin was so great that you deserve eternal separation from God, that there's nothing you can do. You know, just like the man in the parable I read yesterday, that Jesus gave us, you know, he owed 10,000 bags of gold, and there was nothing he could do to repay it. He didn't have any money. He didn't have the means to make the money. So you don't have the means to make up for your sin, that there's nothing you can give God. There's no good work you can do that's going to make you right in his sight. You have a debt you cannot possibly pay, and God forgave you that debt. So now who are you to go to someone else who has done some wrong and say, I can't forgive you? This is what Jesus is doing. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to get us focused on the gospel, God's love, God's generosity when it comes to forgiveness. And when you think about and reflect on how much God has forgiven you, now, of course, how can you not forgive others? If you, let's put it this way. Let's say someone gives you $1,000 and they give this condition. They say, you know, the $1,000 is you. You can do with it what you want, except one thing. I'd like you to take 10 of the dollars out of the 1,000 and just give it to someone that it's going to cheer them up. You don't have to tell them it's from me, but I want you to experience the joy of giving. So just take 10 of those dollars, find someone you can bless with that $10, maybe pay their food bill at the lunch counter, do something nice just to put a smile on someone's face with 10 of those dollars. Well, you're going to be able to do that quite easily, right? It's fun to give out money. It's fun to give someone something. Now, it's not always fun to give someone something if you know that it's coming out of your wallet or that it's going to hurt you financially. Then sometimes it can be hard to give. But if someone just gave you $1,000 and the one condition was have fun with 10 of those dollars by giving it to someone else, you know, now it's easy to do that. You know, you say, well, this really isn't even my money. Someone just gave me this money to give to someone else so I can do that. The same thing is true with forgiveness. If you're having a hard time forgiving someone that's hurt you in your life right now, you've got to focus on the gospel, what Jesus Christ has done for you in going to the cross to serve you, to suffer for you, to provide for you your righteousness and forgiveness. And what Jesus asks for all who believe in him is that you go out and forgive others. And this can be fun. This, you know, when you think of it that way, now it's like, oh, Jesus has given me all this forgiveness and he just wants me to give a little bit of it out to others. Now I can see how I can forgive. Now I have this strength given to me by Jesus Christ himself so I can go out and forgive others. This is something like what Colossians chapter 3 says. In Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So if you have a boss at work that you don't get along with and you don't like working for him and you think, oh, I just don't like this guy and so I don't like doing all the things he asks me to do, Paul says, hey, don't work to serve him, work to serve God. You're serving God by loving this boss, by having a good attitude and doing what he tells you to do, even when you don't really like him or even when he's not easy to get along with. So mentally, how you're able to do that is by focusing on, I'm not doing this for my boss, I'm doing this for God. I'm not serving my boss to please him. If that were all it were, I'd find it impossible to do that. I'm working to serve God. Now you're able to do a good job, even when you don't like your boss, because you know it's not for him, it's for the Lord. The same thing is true with forgiveness. Have the mindset of, you know, I may not want to forgive this person because I don't like what they did, but I'm not doing it so much for their sake as I am serving God in how I forgive others and how I love others. I'm taking out of all that God has blessed me with and saying, I'm going to take just a little bit of that and I'm going to bless myself by giving forgiveness to others. Because remember, again, forgiveness is a gift to yourself as well. You're going to be happier. You're going to have more enjoyment when you can let go of that thing that someone has done to you. Well, I have a little time. I want to start to dive into another issue, and that is, can I forgive someone if they haven't asked for forgiveness? What do you do when someone who has wronged you says, I don't care. I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm not going to try to make it up. I don't really care if you forgive me or not. Can you forgive someone like that? And this is another question that kind of gets to the root of what forgiveness is. So let me say a couple things about that. First of all, the Bible talks about giving forgiveness to someone that you are reconciling with, to someone who says, I repent. You go to your brother who's wronged you, the Bible says, and you win them over. You point out their fault, and if they repent, then you are to forgive them. If they repent seven times, if they sin against you seven times, and seven times they come back and say, I repent, then you are to forgive them. Jesus said not only seven times, but 77 times, or 70 times seven times. So the biblical model is when someone repents, then you forgive. This is what God does for us. When we repent of our sin and put our faith in Jesus, then he forgives. And so the very nature of what forgiveness is, this saying, I'm not going to let anything stand between me and you and our relationship. I'm not going to bring this up again. The very nature of forgiveness means that repentance is required. However, there are some interesting verses that say that at times we can forgive even when someone does not ask it or desire it. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.